The Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Garrett.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 3, entitled The Cell. This is our instant cast. Gary, tell us what you thought of the episode.
It was a pretty good episode. And man, I love Daryl. I love Daryl. It's hard to see them breaking him down like that.
Yeah, it was very hard. I'm on the other hand, though, I'm going to say that I did not enjoy this episode.
Oh, why?
It was just a little too damn depressing. And it was just like, I don't know, it was almost there with Here's Not Here. We all know how I feel about that one. And I don't know, I was just depressed the whole time. Like, they didn't have to give us all of Daryl and Negan and all that. Like, they could have split it up to show what was going on with Rick's crew. Like, it could have been half and half. That depression for that long, like, I felt like I was being tortured, just like Daryl was being tortured by watching the episode.
Wow.
I'm already regretting having to watch it again when we do our full recap. Like, no, I don't feel like having to watch that depressing ass shit again. But that's just my immediate thoughts. We just finished watching. That's immediately what's on my head right now.
But, you know, it wasn't just about Daryl and Negan.
And yeah, it was a Dwight. Yeah, Tiffany actually wrote on Twitter, is this a Dwight episode or is this a Daryl episode?
I think this was a Dwight episode.
So it was more Dwight.
Right.
No, actually, that's one thing I kind of did like. And I don't know. I always root for like the little guy. And I'm just thinking like, oh, this is cool for him, like to get some screen time and, you know, for us to learn a little bit more about him. And what I did do during the commercial break, because when it showed his wife, like, I knew they had a relationship. And then when the guy said, like, man, he's with your wife now, I was like, oh, that's his wife? And then when the girl said, oh, I should listen to you back in the woods, I was like, that is not the same girl. So I hurried up on commercial break, went on Netflix, season 6, episode 6. I forgot what the name of the episode was. But that's when he encountered them, Daryl.
Right.
And I guess it did look like her, you know, I guess when you clean up, you look a lot better. Because I was still looking at that girl like, I don't know if it's the same girl.
Well, you know, she's one of Negan's wife now.
Oh, yeah. She had, like, diamond earrings.
Right.
She really cleaned up.
Yeah, she's cleaned up. She's eating better.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Now, that's fucked up. Like, I don't know how. The whole time when Negan retold the story, I'm like, man, Dwight's about to kill Negan right now.
Dwight's about to backhand the shit out of him right now.
But Dwight didn't. And then later on when he said to his wife, like, oh, well, it's better than being dead, I think you and I both were like, not really.
Right, but I said that during the first episode.
Yeah.
I said that during the last episode of the season. Like, why didn't they just fight? I'm talking about Rick's group.
Right, right, right.
Like, because anything is better than being in the position that you're going to be in or you're in right now.
Yeah. That's not life. That's not living. Like, what? Well, actually, I thought a few things. Okay, I guess I did like the episode. I guess I didn't like the Daryl parts, and it's not because I don't like Daryl. It was just hard seeing Daryl that way. And then, like, even later on, I'm skipping around. But when Negan was like, what's your name? I was like, just say Negan, damn it. Like, you know, just say whatever he wants you to say. And then Daryl being hard as Daryl, he's like, Daryl. I'm like, damn it, dude. So I guess I did like the episode. I just didn't like the Daryl. I didn't like seeing Daryl like that. It was just too sad and depressing. But I like hearing more about Dwight and his situation.
Right. And Dwight's friends, you know, he asked the question that we've been asking this whole time. He's like, why don't we just take it back over?
Yeah.
Just all of us and just one of him. You know, and I guess Negan, when he first came to him, he only had a bat. No guns or anything. I'm like, how?
Well, even going back to during commercial break, when I was watching that episode when Daryl met them in the woods, and Daryl's like, when they were like, oh, to Daryl, I thought you were one of them. And Daryl's like, wait, you live there. Why don't you recognize me? And they told him there's so many people. We don't know everyone. So flash forward to when they killed all those Neganites in their sleep. Was Daryl not there? I can't remember. Like, was he there when that happened? And if so, wouldn't he know to tell Rick and them, hey, this can't be all of them? Because they killed, like, let's just say they killed 30 people. You clearly can remember 30 people. So wouldn't he know that, hey, this can't be all of them? Because I already met them earlier, and they said there's so many of them, they don't know everybody.
Well, the thing is, Dwight doesn't know how many there are. There may be a lot more. There might not be.
Yeah, but the way he said it made it sound like there's a lot of people, which it seems like Daryl would have told the group that when they went and killed them and thought, remember, they were so proud of themselves, like, oh, we killed him. It's like, I don't know. It seems like that would have been something Daryl would have told the group.
I know, and that was the point I just made, that, yeah, they killed some people, but we just don't know how many people that Negan has right now. Negan probably ain't had like 5 more people left. We don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure he don't. I'm sure he have a lot more people, but we just don't know how many. The thing is, Negan is ruling by fear.
Right. And it kind of makes me think, last week's episode, we had someone write in, Jerry wrote in, and he was asking us, like, is this kind of like slave mentality or whatever?
It is.
And that's what I thought of watching this episode. Maybe that's why it was so damn depressing. Because it was almost like they were slaves.
And what makes it so bad, they still use these techniques to today. Like, if you go to jail, I mean, I'm not a jail person. But, you know, we watched ATL. And in jail, they wouldn't allow them to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That show is funny.
You know, you're there like 24 hours and they want you to stay up the whole time. Or, I mean, I've heard some people say, like, in when you're in a holding cell before you go up, they wake you up, like, every hour to do a count on you. Like, you never really get to sleep. And it's kind of like when they finally put you in the jail clothes or whatever, you're so relieved because you're getting laid down in the bed, you're getting to sleep 24 hours, and you're thankful for that.
Right.
So it's like they're breaking you already.
No, that's a really good analogy, and I've always said that. I mean, of course, criminals, serious criminals, you know, we're not going to get too political here, but serious criminals, yeah, they do deserve to be in jail, but in some ways, I do believe that our criminal justice system is like a modern-day slavery in some sense, where, you know, you might do one small crime, but you're going to spend a lot of time in jail for that one small crime. Not getting off subject. Let's get back to Walking Dead.
Yeah, let's go to Walking Dead.
But like when the guy was telling Dwight that, and he was like, "Dude, like, just kill me. I'm not going back."
Right.
You know, and I was like, "Yeah." And then even when Negan asked Daryl, like, "What's your name?" I thought he was gonna say like Kunta Kinte. Like, what's that movie?
Roots.
Like, that's the thought process that came in my head. I was like, man, this is some slave type shit right here. Not ever downplaying slavery or anything like that, but that's where that mind frame was. It was like he's breaking them like that. And it was to the point where he said, who's Negan? What's your name? And everyone said, Negan, Negan, Negan. It's like, I got eyes everywhere. Everyone is willing to snitch because they want to be looked at. They want to be like accepted by me, so they're willing to snitch on their fellow person.
And I think I brought this up last episode. Remember I said that you really don't know who you could trust.
Right.
Like, everybody probably feels like Dwight's friend. Everyone probably feel like, you know, why don't we just take him over? But then you don't know who to trust. You don't know, like, if I go tell you, I don't know whether you go tell him.
Snitch me out so you can get higher in the ranks.
Right. Or you may not feel the same way I feel.
Right.
Like, he was telling Dwight, you know, we're not living. This is not being alive. This is not being free.
Right.
These guys have to take a knee every time Negan walks by. That's some BS.
Right. Right. No, I agree.
It's like Negan put himself on that pedestal of being a god amongst little men.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how he gets away with it. I don't.
It's fear. It's fear and not knowing. Like we brought up earlier, Dwight, he doesn't know how many people. They haven't met everybody. So you don't know who's on Negan's side. You don't know who's going to snitch for Negan. You don't know who's really your friend anymore.
It seems like him and his wife still get along. Like, they still have that love for one another when they were smoking that cigarette and checking up on each other.
Well, his wife did protect him. That's probably how he's looking at it. Like, well, she protected me.
Right.
Because the wife gave herself up. So he could live. So it's probably like a business arrangement. But damn. You know, go and look on the table, see my wife just took a pregnancy test.
Right.
Oh, that gotta hurt. That gotta hurt so bad.
Like, Negan has no... And then he's like, oh, me and Dwight are real cool now. And I'm like, dude, you are so disrespectful. Like, don't know, this episode was hard. Seeing Daryl eat the dog food, seeing Daryl get broken, the music playing over and over and over.
Obviously, Daryl's not broken. Not yet. I think Daryl's willing to die right now.
Oh, he's definitely willing to die. But can he be changed? So we've seen Daryl adapt to a new environment, adapt to a new group and stuff like that.
Well, Daryl told Dwight at the end, he said the same reason that you became Negan was to, I guess, save somebody or because somebody you love. Mm-hmm. He said, that's the same reason I can't. So what he's saying is he could never join them because he loves his group.
Okay. That's sweet. I heard him say that. I just didn't quite get it. But okay, when you put it that way, I understand it now. And I don't think he can ever change or switch that group probably at this point. Like, when they sent him that picture, I was like, you think that picture is going to make him change? If anything, that picture just gave him strength to stay, right. You know? That's what I thought. The thing is,
he didn't have Glenn killed. You know, Negan was going to kill somebody. So you can't pinpoint who he's going to kill or who you got killed or whatever. Glenn could have got killed in the shuffle. So this technique right here that they're using and trying to put that on him and have him feel bad about him. Yeah, you know, it works. Yeah, he feels bad. But me personally, Negan was going to make his point regardless. And if Negan had to kill one, two, three people, four people, he was going to make that point. And do you think Negan is finished killing? He's not.
I don't know. I'm not going to fully blame Daryl for Glenn's death. However, we cannot say that it didn't have, there was a cause and then there was an effect.
At that particular moment.
Yes. So in some ways, yes, he is going to have to live with that the rest of his life because we can't go off of what should have, could have, or would have happened if he didn't do it. All we know is what happened when he did what he did. So at this point, yes. Is there just there's some fault lie with Daryl, sort of. But at the same time, ultimately, the fault lies with Negan because Negan's the one that did it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I like the episode a little bit.
Now
that I'm talking about it, yeah, it was sort of depressing. It was just so sad. It was real sad.
I think you didn't like the way they was treating Daryl.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
But I didn't like the way he treated any of his people. I mean, they're taking the knee thing. They got me. And then everything that Dwight's friend said got to me. Because I'm like, wow, this is what we've been saying. Like, why? And we still haven't got an answer. Only thing we can say is fear. You know, we can still speculate because Dwight didn't fully explain himself. Like, well, he did say they're living better now.
Yeah.
They're living like kings.
Well, that's what Negan said. But you're not living like kings if you have to bow down every 5 seconds or whenever the real king comes by.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see.
And then what was that marketplace? What was the way doing? Was he taking what he wanted to?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't quite get that. It's like he looked like he cut in line. So maybe he is ahead of the, like, there's the soldiers or whatever. And then he's like a lieutenant or whatever.
Right.
And then it looks like after they killed the guy, for whatever reason they killed in the background, Dwight wrote his number down, like, oh, that's 39. And then he went to that 39 spot. And it looks like his wife and daughter might have been just sitting there. And then Dwight just takes all his stuff because clearly he's dead now.
Right. I wonder why they killed him.
I don't know. It was kind of in the background. I got to watch it again. We'll watch it again on a second watch.
And see. But anyway, that was a hell of a sandwich he made.
Yeah.
I felt like getting a McMitt egg sandwich.
Yeah, he made a couple sandwiches. And then when he made that sandwich and he put that brown stuff, I was like, ew, that sandwich does not look good. And then it showed the dog cam food. I was like, oh, that's why.
Well, at least, you know, Daryl was getting protein. And someone else said on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
that at least we know Daryl's not eating a pig.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's all I have.
That's all I got, too. So we will be back Wednesday with an all-new recap, full recap of this episode.
Right.
Watch the episode again, take notes, likes, dislikes, all that good stuff. We would love to hear what you guys thought of the episode. Hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com, or on Twitter @theverdictsin, or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we will discuss your feedback on the podcast.
Right.
Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.